Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are going to be talking about something I think you'll find super interesting.
Yeah, this should be a good one.
We're going to be looking at MiroTalk.
MiroTalk, yeah.
Which is this really interesting web-based video conferencing platform that promises a simple, secure, and fast experience.
For sure.
And all of our information is coming straight from the source.
Straight from MiroTalk.
Yeah, we have some excerpts from their website and what seems like some of their marketing material.
So we'll see what they have to say about themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
It's always interesting to see how companies present themselves, you know?
Yeah, their value proposition.
And I think right off the bat, what's interesting about MiroTalk is how much they lean into this ease of use.
Yeah.
And they seem to be really targeting, you know, someone like our listener.
The learner.
The learner, exactly.
Yeah.
Who just wants to get things done quickly and efficiently.
Frictionless.
Frictionless. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely no downloads, no plugins. They even say no login required.
Just click and connect.
Just click and connect.
It's very appealing.
And I think that's a big part of their, you know.
Tagline.
Yeah, their tagline, simple, secure, fast.
Yeah.
But also this idea of unlimited number of conference rooms and users without call time limitation.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one.
That's huge, especially if you are thinking about, you know, maybe doing some sort of big virtual event or even, you know,
hosting a whole online course or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or even just like an impromptu study session with friends, you know, where you don't have to worry about, you know, being cut off after 40 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, I'm already picturing all the possibilities, but
it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, before we get too carried away, I want to talk tech for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
Because they mentioned something called WebRTC.
Yeah, WebRTC.
Yeah.
That's kind of the backbone of a lot of these modern, you know, video conferencing platforms.
Yeah. It sounds pretty important. So can you explain what it is?
Sure. So WebRTC is basically a technology that allows for real-time communication.
Okay.
Directly within your web browser.
Oh, so you don't have to download anything.
Exactly. No downloads, no extra software required.
Yeah.
It's like having this built-in communication hub right there in your browser.
So that's how they can deliver that high video quality they're always talking about.
Exactly. WebRTC enables the high video quality, the low latency, and it just makes everything run a lot smoother.
And it's compatible with all these different browsers too, right?
Yeah, they list a whole bunch. Chrome Edge, Firefox, Opera, Safari, even Brave.
Wow, so even on my phone.
Yeah, it should work across pretty much any device, desktops, laptops, tablets, smartphones, you name it.
Okay, I'm starting to get the simple part of their tagline now.
Yeah, right.
But what about all these features they're listing? I mean, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, they really went all out, it seems like. They wanted to make sure that it has everything you could possibly need for like a productive online meeting or learning session.
So where do we even begin?
Well, I don't know. Which one jumps out at you?
Screen sharing is always a big one for me. And they're saying something about 8K
resolution. 8K
resolution. That seems insanely clear.
Oh, yeah. For screen sharing and webcam streaming, too. Imagine that level of detail.
I can't even picture that.
Like, think about online art classes where you need to see every single brushstroke or maybe engineering presentations where you're sharing these incredibly intricate designs.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole new level of clarity and precision.
Now that you mention it, I could see that being super useful for like medical consultations too.
Oh, absolutely. A doctor could examine a patient's rash or injury with incredible detail, even remotely.
Yeah, that opens up a lot of possibilities.
Definitely. And speaking of collaboration, we can't forget about the whiteboard feature.
Ooh, yeah, the whiteboard. That's something I'm always excited to see.
Me too. I think it's so essential for these types of platforms.
What makes MiroTalk's whiteboard stand out, though?
Well, it's really the collaborative aspect of it. You know, it's not just a blank canvas. It's a space where you can brainstorm ideas, sketch out diagrams, or visually explain concepts in real time with others.
So it's like having a giant virtual whiteboard in your meeting room.
Exactly. And everyone can contribute and build upon each other's ideas.
Okay, now I'm really picturing those online workshops and brainstorming sessions coming to life.
For sure. It's very cool.
But with all this sharing going on, what about security? I mean, is everything encrypted and protected?
Yeah, that's a good point. And they do emphasize security and privacy quite a bit in these materials.
Have a kid.
They use something called DTLS for secure file sharing, which basically adds an extra layer of protection to make sure that those files stay private during transmission.
DTLS, is that anything like the SRTP encryption they mentioned for the video and audio?
It's a similar concept, just applied to file transfers. Think of it like a secure courier service for your data. making sure it gets to its destination safely and without being intercepted.
Okay, so it's like double encryption for double the security.
Exactly. They seem pretty serious about keeping those conversations and files private.
Well, that's definitely a plus in my book.
For sure.
And speaking of sharing, there's one feature here that really caught my eye. It's the ChatGPT integration.
Oh yeah, the ChatGPT integration. This is where it gets really interesting.
What exactly does that even mean, though?
So it's like having this super-powered research assistant right there in the meeting with you.
Okay.
So imagine you're in a virtual study group, and someone brings up a concept that's a bit fuzzy. Instead of getting sidetracked trying to look it up, you could simply ask ChatGPT, hey, can you give me a quick summary of whatever it is?
Whoa, that's actually super cool.
Yeah.
I could see that being really helpful.
Especially in a fast-paced learning environment.
Yeah.
But it's not just for students. You know, think about team meetings where you need to make quick decisions based on data. ChatGPT could analyze information, pull up relevant research, even help you brainstorm different solutions.
So it's like having access to all this knowledge and processing power on the fly.
Exactly, no matter where you are or what you're working on.
Okay, now my mind is racing with all the possibilities.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff.
But does it actually work well within a live video call? Have you used it?
Well, I think we're still in the early stages of this kind of integration.
Right.
But from what we've seen so far, it definitely has the potential to be a game changer.
Yeah, it could really change how we learn and collaborate online.
For sure.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from the simplicity of WebRTC to the potential of ChatGPT integration. It seems like MiroTalk really tries to pack in the features, especially for a free platform.
It does. And they don't skimp on security and privacy either, which is a big deal these days.
It is. I'm already starting to see why MiroTalk might be so appealing, especially for someone like our listener, you know?
Absolutely.
Who's always eager to learn and connect with others online.
I think you're right. But there's still a lot more to unpack here. We've just scratched the surface of MiroTalk potential.
Definitely. We still need to explore the specifics of how all this technology works together and how MiroTalk ensures those high levels of security and privacy they keep mentioning.
Right. And of course, we can't forget about the mastermind behind it all, Miroslav Petricic. Oh. There's a lot more to discover about MiroTalk, so stay tuned.
We'll be right back. All right, so we're back. And we're diving even deeper into this MiroTalk world.
Yeah, MiroTalk.
Before we went on that whole ChatGPT tangent,
right,
we were talking about how MiroTalk uses WebRTC to give a really seamless experience.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, all this tech talk,
it can get a little complicated.
Yeah, it kind of goes over my head sometimes.
Sure.
So can we like break down how it actually works for like the everyday user?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So think about it this way. You know how sometimes you want to join a video call and then you're suddenly scrambling to download an app?
Oh, or like you're trying to find the right plugin?
Yeah, or you're wrestling with outdated plugins.
Ugh, it's the worst.
And by the time you actually connect, the meeting's halfway over.
Right, exactly.
So WebRTC basically eliminates all that because it's built right into most modern web browsers.
Oh, so you don't need anything special.
No, you don't need anything special. So joining a MiroTalk meeting is literally as easy as clicking a link.
Just click a link.
No downloads, no installations, no matter what device you're using.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
So it's all about accessibility and user friendliness.
Exactly.
But I am still curious about this SFU thing.
Okay, yeah, the SFU.
What exactly does that do?
So SFU stands for Selective Forwarding Unit. And it's kind of the secret sauce that helps MiroTalk deliver that really smooth, high-quality video, even with a bunch of people on the call.
Okay.
So imagine it like this. You're at a busy airport, right?
Okay, I'm picturing it, lots of planes taking off and landing.
Lots of planes coming and going. Now imagine if every single plane had to report to one central control tower before being directed to its destination.
Oh my gosh, it would be chaos.
Total chaos, yeah. Right? Delays, congestion, everything would just grind to a halt.
A recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how traditional video conferencing works.
Oh, really?
Everyone's video and audio streams have to go through a central server, which then has to send them back out to all the participants.
Okay.
And that can be a real bottleneck, especially with larger groups.
So the SFU is like a smarter, more efficient air traffic control?
Precisely. With an SFU, each participant stream goes to the server. But the server only forwards the necessary streams to the other people in the call.
So it's more direct.
Much more direct. It's like each plane has its own personalized flight plan. So there's no wasted time or resources.
Wow, I like that analogy.
So less strain on the server, smoother video, and fewer of those annoying lag spikes.
Okay, so that makes total sense why they would use that, especially since they're all about unlimited users and no call time limits.
Exactly. MiraTalk is designed to handle large groups and extended sessions without compromising on quality.
Well, they seem to have thought that through.
Yeah, and speaking of unlimited, I think we should circle back to that ChatGPT integration for a moment.
Oh, yes, please. Let's get back to that.
We touched on it briefly earlier, but I think it's worth digging a little deeper.
I agree. It was so fascinating.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to wrap my head around how it would actually work in a live video call. Like, what are some real-world examples of how ChatGPT could actually enhance learning or collaboration?
Okay, well, imagine you're in a virtual classroom, and the discussion turns to a historical event. Someone mentions a name or a date that you don't quite remember.
Okay.
Instead of interrupting the flow to Google it,
yeah,
you could just ask ChatGPT, hey, could you give me a quick summary of the Battle of Hastings or whatever it is?
Oh my gosh, that would be so convenient.
Right. Instant history lesson right there in the meeting.
No more awkward pauses.
No more awkward pauses. No more frantic Googling.
I love it.
Or imagine you're in a language learning group and someone uses a phrase that you're not familiar with.
Yeah.
ChatGPT could translate it on the fly, provide definitions, even give you examples of how to use it in a sentence.
It's like having your own personal tutor.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just answering questions. You know, ChatGPT could help facilitate brainstorming sessions.
Oh, wow.
By suggesting related ideas, summarizing key points, even generating creative prompts to keep the conversation flowing.
That's incredible.
It's a very powerful tool.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be an incredible asset for really anyone.
Yeah, anyone who's learning, collaborating, or just trying to process information more efficiently.
Okay, you've officially blown my mind.
Well, we're just scratching the surface here. I think as AI continues to evolve, we're going to see even more innovative ways to integrate tools like ChatGPT
into our everyday lives.
Exactly, into online learning and communication platforms.
That is exciting.
Yeah, it's a very exciting step. But before we get too carried away with future possibilities.
Right, let's reel it back in.
Let's get back to the here. And now we keep hearing about MiraTalk's commitment to total privacy and maximum security.
Yeah, but I have to admit, I'm a little skeptical.
That's understandable.
Like, how can they really guarantee that, you know, in an online environment?
It's a fair question. I think it's important to understand the technology behind those claims and see if they actually hold up to scrutiny.
Yeah.
So let's start with that SRTP encryption they keep mentioning.
Okay, break it down for me. What does SRTP actually do?
Okay, so think of SRTP as a super secret code that only you and the other people in your MiraTalk meeting have access to.
Okay.
It basically scrambles your video and audio streams.
It scrambles.
So even if someone were to intercept them, let's say, on a public Wi-Fi network, all they would see is just a jumbled mess of data.
So it's like those secret messages you used to send as a kid where you'd shift all the letters in the alphabet?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But way more sophisticated, of course.
Right.
It's like having a private conversation in a crowded room.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of whispering, you're using this incredibly complex algorithm to disguise your words.
Okay, that's reassuring.
Yeah, so you can feel confident that your conversations are private.
But what about file sharing? Is that protected as well?
Absolutely. Remember that DTLS protocol we mentioned earlier?
Yes.
That's specifically designed for secure file transfers. So any documents, images, or other files that you share during a MiraTalk meeting are encrypted and protected during transmission.
So double encryption for double the security.
Exactly.
Sounds like they're taking this seriously.
Yeah, they are. But what about the data itself? Do they collect any information about you when you use MiraTalk?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a really important question, and one that a lot of people are concerned about these days. And what's interesting is that MiraTalk very clearly states that they don't collect or share personal information.
Oh, wow.
They even emphasize that data stays between you and your participants.
That's a pretty bold claim.
It is. Most online platforms collect at least some data, even if it's just for analytics or to improve their services.
Yeah, you're right. That's not the norm.
But it seems like MiraTalk is making a conscious effort to prioritize user privacy, which is quite refreshing.
I agree. It is refreshing.
Of course, you'd need to dig deeper into their privacy policy and terms of service to see exactly what they mean by that statement.
Right.
But it's a promising start.
Okay, so we have WebRTC, SFU encryption, ChatGPT integration, and now privacy.
Just like to take in.
Yeah, my brain is officially full.
Well, I know, right?
But I have to say, I'm really starting to see the appeal of MiraTalk.
Me too. They've really thought of everything.
From the tech side to the user experience.
It seems to be designed to be a really powerful, accessible, and privacy-focused platform.
For online learning and collaboration.
Exactly.
I'm impressed.
But there's still one piece of the puzzle we haven't explored yet.
That is
the creator himself, Miroslav Pijic.
Ooh, yes.
Let's dive into his story and see what inspired him to create MuroTalk.
All right, stay with us. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been on quite a journey with MuroTalk.
We have.
From the tech specs to the user experience, it seems like they really have thought of everything.
They really have.
But before we wrap up, I think it's time to give some credit where credit is due to the brilliant mind behind MuroTalk.
Yes.
Miroslav Pijuč.
Miroslav Pijuč, the full stack developer who brought this innovative platform to life. And what's interesting is, looking at all this material, it seems like he created MuroTalk as a personal project.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't born out of, some big tech company or venture capital funding.
Interesting.
It was driven by a passion for technology and a desire to make a difference.
That's so cool. It makes me think of those classic inventor stories,
Yeah.
Where someone's tinkering away in their garage driven by curiosity and this desire to solve a problem.
Exactly.
Except in this case, it's a digital garage, lines of code instead of engine parts.
Right. And just like those classic inventors, Miroslav seems to have tapped into something truly innovative.
Yeah.
MuroTalk isn't just another video conferencing app. It's a platform that has the potential to change the way we learn, collaborate, and connect online.
I totally agree. And it all comes back to those core principles, simplicity, security, and speed.
For sure.
But what I find the most intriguing is this commitment to privacy.
Yeah.
They're really going against the grain in today's, data-hungry world.
They are. And I think that's a big part of what makes MuroTalk so compelling. In a time when we're constantly bombarded with ads and targeted content, it's refreshing to see a platform that prioritizes user control and data ownership.
Yeah, it's like they're saying, we're not interested in your data. We're here to empower you to communicate and collaborate freely without compromising your privacy.
Exactly. And that's a really powerful message, especially for those who are hesitant to embrace new technologies because of privacy concerns.
It makes you wonder if a small independent developer can create a platform that prioritizes user privacy.
Right.
Why can't the big tech giants do the same?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is. And perhaps MuroTalk can serve as an example, a beacon of hope for a more privacy-conscious future of technology.
I like that. A beacon of hope.
Yeah. It feels like we've come full circle in this deep dive,
Anyhow.
We started with the simple promise of easy, secure, and fast video conferencing. And now we're contemplating, the broader implications of MuroTalk's approach.
Right.
The potential it holds for a more equitable and privacy-focused digital landscape.
It's been quite a journey.
It has, and it's a journey that we encourage you, the listener, to continue. We've given you the tools, the insights, and the inspiration. Now it's your turn to explore MuroTalk for yourself.
Absolutely.
See how it fits into your own online life. Give it a try, experiment with the features, and let us know what you think. Could MuroTalk be the game changer we've been searching for? Could it transform the way we learn, connect, and collaborate online? We're eager to hear your thoughts.
We are. Until next time.
Keep diving deep.